a Jewish journal article. Zesty Zada, biblical herb and modern seasoning. Herby, nutty, crispy, earthy, tangy Zada is the quintessential seasoning of the Israeli kitchen. Zada, part of the oregano family of herbs, grows wildly in Israel and is native to the Levant, Iraq, Egypt and the Arabian Peninsula. The herb and the seasoning is also popular in North Africa, Turkey and Armenia. Traditionally, each region had their own recipe for the Zada blend, usually including any combination of dried Zada, oregano, thyme or marjoram and sesame seeds, sumac and salt. Zada is wonderful as a seasoning on hummus, eggs and vegetables and in salads, as well as grilled meats and chicken. Zada is essential on labneh, a tangy, creamy cheese made from strained yogurt, and it is often sprinkled on bulgaret and sfadit, the feta-like cheeses which are served with pretty much every dairy meal in Israel. The Lebanese dry cure little balls of labneh and roll them in zada for a delicacy called shanklish. All over the Middle East, zada is baked into or on top of pita, laffa, soft sesame rings and on top of crunchy kaak cookies. If the herb hasn't been baked into the bread, then it is prepared as a dip with olive oil to accompany the bread. Zada is first mentioned in the Book of Exodus, Sefer Shemot, when the Israelites are leaving Egypt and they use ezav, hyssop branches, to daub blood on their doorposts. Ezav, zadar is mentioned in connection with the ashes of the para aduma, red heifer, and other ritual purification rites in the Mishkan, tabernacle. King David, after he has sinned with Bathsheba, extols the purifying power of the herb, saying, "Cleanse me with ezav and I shall be purified." The Mishnah refers to ezov as an ingredient in the food of the Judea region. And Maimonides in his great work, the Mishnah Torah, comments on the cuisine of his day, saying that the zada that is used to season their stews is the same ezov that is mentioned in the Torah. He prescribed zada to his patients for its health-inducing properties. Nowadays, we know that zada is full of healthful antioxidants. It is also full of incredible flavor. If you're firing up the grill this Lag BaOmer, try this recipe for zada pargiat, boneless chicken thighs. This marinade recipe combines zada with fresh lemon juice and results in both citrusy fresh and herbaceous flavor, not to mention incredibly moist chicken. You can also prepare your chicken in a cast iron skillet, which leaves a lovely golden crust. Sprinkle some zada on your roasted broccoli and sweet potatoes and you have a deliciously tasty and simply modern dinner. Rachel's Lemony Zada Pargiat. Marinade 1/4 cup extra virgin olive oil, 1 lemon, juiced 3 large garlic cloves, finely chopped 2 tablespoons zada, plus more for sprinkling 1 teaspoon turmeric salt and pepper to taste. 6 skinless, boneless chicken thighs, about 2 pounds, patted dry. Arrange a rack in the middle of the oven and preheat the broiler. Cover a baking sheet with foil. In a medium bowl, whisk together the oil, lemon juice, crushed garlic, zada, turmeric, salt and pepper. Place chicken thighs in the marinade and let sit for 15 minutes. Place chicken thighs on the baking sheet and pour juices over the chicken. Broil for 10 to 15 minutes, until juices run clear. Or grill on barbecue, or sauté until golden on cast iron pan. Sprinkle cooked chicken with zada. Serve with rice and Israeli salad or roasted broccoli and sweet potatoes. Rachel Chef and Sharon Gompertz have been friends since high school. They love cooking and sharing recipes. They have collaborated on Sephardic Educational Center projects and community cooking classes. Follow them on Instagram at SEP Hardik Spice Girls and on Facebook at Sephardic Spice SEC Food.